to playing zombies again. Fucking, we could run that
shit. The squad would be real.
Like, we can definitely run that shit.
Fuck yeah. Dude, I used to play zombies like crazy. On my stepdad's old PS3, he never updated it. He never played on the internet or nothing. So I'd fucking slap Black Ops in there, dude. And you can do all the glitches. You can do all the table glitches and shit. Me and fucking Shiloh, fucking, we'd stay up all fucking night, dude, doing the table glitch on map 5. And we would just fucking stay on the tables, dude. After you get to like round 45, there's like no fucking point anymore. There's just not. Mm-hmm. You know, because the zombies bunch up so much, you go through so much fucking ammo. And after time, the zombies just start fucking each other up because they're causing so much damage because there's too many of them in one spot. So they're all just like fucking suffocating each other.
Basically, yeah.
So the rounds will eventually end. Like, I don't see how people would make it to like round 100 and shit without mods. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And unless you're people do it. Unless you're consistently fucking getting good weapons. You know what I mean? But I just don't see it.
Fucking. There's this new map. It's basically 5, but it's called Classified. It's a remastered version of 5. And the Easter egg, you have to get to round 150 just to fucking get the Easter egg cutscene.
What?
Yeah. Like, that's from fucking,
that's
like...
That's ridiculous.
From, like, so far, like, nobody's found a quicker way to get to the cutscene. Everybody's gone to at least 150 to get to the cutscene. And you gotta risk getting blue screened or fucking... red ringed or whatever the fuck. Didn't have it for Xbox.
Yeah, red ring.
Yeah. You had to worry about that
fuck
shit.
Red ring, bro. I used to fucking stay up all night playing Halo. Halo 3, Halo Reach, whatever. I'd fucking pause it right there. Because if you play it on like heroic and you play it all in one sitting, you'd get like extra achievements or a different cutscene or something like that. Shit like that. There was always like shit, mysterious shit like that with the Halo games. So I would fucking just pause it. Then I'd go to school the next day. I'd come home, dude. Bloop, click right back on that bitch. Bam. On it till like 12 o'clock at night.
Out of nowhere.
Religious.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, dude? What's on the DOS? Give me the DOS, bro. I'm hungry.
Did we? I honestly didn't even realize that we started this. I'm not even going to lie.
That's how I do it, dude. I like to sneak it up on bitches.
hey, you is not calling me no bitch.
What?
Fucking.
I meant that in a peaceful term.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like how Hugh Hefner would say it. You know what I mean? With
I
respect.
I don't think you call somebody. I guess. Anyway, so...
I'm sorry.
For this first topic, I'm going to actually say this because it's going to be kind of wrong if he kind of says it. I'm not going to lie. Like, for a lot of fucking people that will hear this.
Yeah?
So.
What is it? Feed me.
Fucking, like, this is a real, like, question for me, too. Like, do slaves get mad or jealous at other slaves? Like, from, like, their standings and shit like that? Like, where they are? Like say, like,
well,
fucking.
From. Well, there was, like, house slaves, weren't there?
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys called them something else, but yeah. But anyway,
light skins.
Anyway, no, but you know what I mean.
Well, yeah,
you know what I mean. But we're gonna stray away from that.
Well, I can say it.
You can say it
for the
mean,
white
yeah.
people that don't know. We call them house niggas. So, yeah,
yeah.
There was always.
I'm sure you know. You seen Django? Like you know?
Oh
like,
fuck yeah.
I'm sure they didn't like that those ones.
Dude.
Damn, that just sounds... I can't talk about this at all. Like, I'm doxing myself out.
It's crazy to think about it, though, because, like, I know there's other slaves out there. Like, fucking, there fucking have been Irish slaves, people fucking getting... there's been Japanese slaves, Chinese slaves. Egyptians had fucking Jews as slaves and shit like that. And, like, I would want to know like how did they feel like when they would see other people in higher standings
like
than
just
them, but they're
in
the same
in the
boat. Yeah, it's well, like
I can't say that either, goddammit.
But it's like, nigga, me and you were in the same boat right now. Like we're both in basically the same situation, but you have a little bit of higher standing because of what? Because the guy likes you a little
or
bit
no,
more.
No. I'm not. I'm thinking like more petty, dude. Like you know what I mean? Like say you got a rake one day. And some other dude gets to just like fold towels or like
oh shit like
or
that
like
yeah.
hang clothes. You're like, God, fucking damn it.
The day inside in the cold, and I'm over here just chilling in the heat out.
I'm supposed to do that on Tuesday. It's fucking Tuesday. Exactly. What are you doing? No. You know what I
mean? Dude, that, oh man, that would be a funny ass skit. I'm not even gonna lie. That'd be a dope, that'd be a fun skit to do.
No. But... I'm the one who fold Mass's clothes. This is bullshit. No.
That would be so fucking funny. I seriously want to do a skit like that, dude. We need to write that shit down.
Like, he's just, like, super into his job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, takes pride in what he does, you know
there
what I mean?
There are slaves like that, though. There are slaves that actually take pride in being a slave.
Yeah.
Like, that actually just...
Well, I'm sure there was a couple
just accepting
good,
of it.
I'm sure there was a couple good slave farms.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure there was a couple good slave owners and actually people that were decent and didn't really...
Either that or they were all just fucked.
Nah, there were a few good ones, actually. There, like, have been recordings of good ones.
I mean,
there's just, like, it's mostly up in the north or up in the mid-regions.
Because, I mean, when they did want to change shit, I mean, a lot of people were like, yeah, this shit ain't cool.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, really were like, okay, yeah, let's switch this up. Like, yeah, we can stop slavery, but we ain't gonna give niggas voting yet. Like, that didn't come
hey,
till
hey,
years
hey,
later.
Don't get too carried away now.
But, like, when I do think about shit like that and, like, think on, like, I'm so glad that I was not born in a time that, like, a time back then, because I know for a fact I'd be pissed off a lot. Like, I'd be angry and I'd probably get myself into some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not the one to really back down or kneel down and shit like that in situations. Like, I have a fucking temper. Like, even with my own boss at work, like, if I'm getting cussed at or fucking getting bitched out about something, I'm literally ready to snap on him. But the only reason why I don't is because I need my job right now.
Fuck yeah.
So, like, it's
I'm there every day.
Yeah.
I'm right there every day, dude. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Fucking, it's been getting worse at my damn job. Like, fucking, we all damn near at each other's throats on my team.
I don't know. It's good days and bad days. It's good days and bad days at my job. My job's going pretty smooth right now, though.
My job is going smooth for the most part. Like, I'm getting in this new position, I am getting better at it for the most part. So, it's been chilling.
Fuck you want?
I want to see if you want to smoke a blunt, but...
You want to hit it?
Yeah, sure.
Say what's up to the cast.
Saw,
dude. It's the boy Seth. It's my boy Cleed.
Y'all talking about slaves?
The
that,
tall
like,
little nigga.
Huh?
I'm saying y'all talking about slaves.
No, we were talking about like slaves like getting mad over petty shit. Like, why the fuck does he get to fold clothes today? Like, what?
I know, right?
I'm the one who's supposed to fold clothes today. Like,
slave that was born into slavery, so that's all he knows.
Just take pride. He just takes hell pride in it. It's like, damn.
He did
it's a nice day out.
And they get a new girl fucking doing laundry, and she's all, nah, this is some fucking bullshit.
It's like, what the fuck?
Like, I've been doing laundry 13 years.
So like, the fuck you think this is?
Nah, bro.
You better send
cool.
her ass over to go get some tea or some shit.
She ain't been here but 2 days and you put her ass inside. No.
I ain't no house bitch.
I ain't no house bitch. Yeah, if you want to come out rolling, hop on the cast with us, you can.
Fuck you.
Hell yeah, dude. We got the broskiff. The broskiff's going to join.
Oh man, that's fucking good shit. That's funny.
Oh man, what is next, man? Keep rolling. We're on a roll. It's hot. Cast is hot.
So the next thing is, I really don't understand. Like, why is this even a topic? Like, in your head, like, what like made you think about this?
What's up?
Like, okay. So for anybody that's listening, I want to know your opinion on this too. How do you think a dog would feel, or like, how do you think? How do I put this in the word in like correct terms?
Like, all right, so like, how do you think a dog would feel if they knew like they were once above us in the food chain?
Yeah, like how do you think like they would react to it if they like realized that? Like, would they try to do something and fight back, or like would they like just accept it and just be like, you know what, fuck it, it is what it is.
What do you think, Seth? If you get fucking, if what do you think? How do you think a dog would feel if they figured out that they were once like above us on the food chain?
And that they all actually got together, they can literally
in packs. Like they used to be in packs, yeah, just fucking hunting us down, dude.
If they got back into packs, I feel like they fuck us up.
I don't know, their attention span don't last very long.
Yeah, but back then they were so fucking
they'd want to be like, let's fuck them up, and then they would see some other shit.
Let's fuck that up too.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's why we got over on them. That's why we got over on them. Because over time, we were like, man, these motherfuckers are kind of stupid. Yeah.
No, we're like, they got a good attention span.
They got dumber over time. We got smarter.
It's very true. Guns. Domestication and shit.
Yeah, I think domestication started with the little dogs, though. And then, like, some gutsy fucking redneck hillbilly dudes waving swords around found pit bulls and were like, I want a big one.
Have you ever watched that YouTuber, Tearsu?
No.
He talks about so many different types of animals I've never even heard of and shit. And, like, he talks about them like video games. He's like, are they OP? This is their stats. And he talks about, like, what it's like playing as them. So you're like, what the fuck you want about? But he's like, usually playing a bear type. And it's like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, like he talks about like an RPG game. But there's like bears I've never heard of. Foxes and wolves I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Monkeys I've never heard of. Mm-hmm. It's crazy what evolves from what.
I would love to get a fucking dire wolf, but that shit will grow too damn big and fuck me up on some real shit.
I don't see you taming a dire wolf.
Oh, trust me, I'll tame a fucking dire wolf. You got me fucked up.
Nah, dude.
Get it as a cub? Oh, yes,
You're
I will.
Way too lazy, bro.
I'm way too lazy?
Yes, dude.
Get me fucked up.
You would not train.
What, a dog? Oh, yes, I will. Mm-hmm. I'm at home all day. What do you think I'm going to be doing?
That motherfucker would snack you up, dog.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
I promise you he wouldn't.
After he grew?
After he grew?
And he was 6 foot?
I'm still beating his ass.
No.
I'm still beating his ass.
No. No, Bubba, no.
As soon as he snaps, I'm fucking him up.
Mm-mm.
I'm punching.
He's grubbing on your num-nubs.
He's grubbing on your num-nubs. I know, watch. Like, I swing, he snatches my arm out of midair. Fucking whole damn thing just fucking completely gone. And I'm just over here looking at my arm.
He's just
going
to rip it out the socket, dude.
Exactly.
He's going to one yank. He's going to do that. You know, like, when you play tug of rope with him, they fucking yank. He's just going to yank, dude, and fucking rip your socket out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whole arm just completely gone.
Four pit bulls tearing a dog apart and a dude apart this morning.
Wait, what?
So I saw this video of like four pit bulls tearing this dude and his dog apart. They tore like his little dog's legs off, and he was all, they killed my dog! And he's all laying on top of them, and they're all going crazy and ripping at him. He's all,
ah! Oh my god.
And you see like a shit ton of blood, and then like four cops come up and just start beating the shit out of him and the dog.
Oh my god.
And I was like, Jesus. I was like, no.
Where the
no
fuck?
Help.
Where the fuck did you find this?
It was on Instagram.
Jesus. They're supposed to like not have that shit.
Dude, oh, there's no. A bunch of pages of people getting murdered. Like
some
Dylan
shit.
Yeah, Dylan sent me one of a chick all bound up, tied up, and her mouth was all sealed, and they fucking hit her in the head with like a bat and then
Jesus.
Shot her head up with a shotgun.
Oh my god.
And you see it some chick.
So anyway, everybody, that was Seth.
No. It's just what I see on Instagram.
Jesus, man, stay off Instagram.
I've seen the same shit. I literally unfollow those pages after I see it. I'm just like, you know what? I don't need to like have this pop up. And then next, you know, I'm not even gonna lie. It is cool to see, but when I'm at work, I'm on my phone, and like, I don't want somebody over my shoulder and then see somebody getting the head blown off, and then it's like, what the fuck are you looking at? Okay, you're fired.
Yeah,
I'm just like, yeah.
I saw one of those in a car, and they're all smoking, and he lights up the lighter. Fucking as soon as the lighter goes off, the whole inside of the car just catches fire. All their hair's on fire. They're all,
oh my god.
Yeah, it's horrible, dude. I was like, I don't know what they were doing, but there was some shit.
Bread. Hey, go lay down.
I remember I seen this weird ass one. Fucking, so this one drunk ass dude is talking to these girls in a fucking bar. They're just fucking telling them to move away and shit like that. So fucking a guy walks up, taps him on the shoulder, tells him to move. Guy turns around, pushes him, goes, turns back to the girl, starts talking to him. This guy gets up, taps him on the shoulder again. As soon as he turns around, pulls out a Glock and shoots him in the head.
What?
Like, just straight up, just bow, done.
It's crazy.
And I'm over here like, the fuck, man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, shit.
Dude, you're like, I was just scrolling the feed. Like,
and the funny thing is like,
I never see that kind of shit on Facebook anymore.
Oh, dude, it's fucking bad, man.
I used to see all kinds of bad shit on Facebook. I don't see a lot of that shit on Facebook
now.
Yeah, I'll say you gotta look for it.
Like, dude, remember fucking 2010 to 2014? It was bad, dude.
Yeah,
it was
people
Twitter
were sharing, like, horse porn and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, it was like Twitter.
Yeah, dude, it was like Twitter.
You could just see someone holding.
Dude, I still don't get Twitter. I have Twitter, and it just, I don't find nothing.
I had a Twitter, I deleted it. I just don't know if I
have the capacity for it, but like, it's just too much reading. I'm not trying to read all that shit. Like, I want to see shit. I like to see shit. You know what I mean? That's why I like Facebook. On Facebook, I like just watch videos for the most part. Right. Instagram, I'll like scroll some shit. You know, you get Instagram, yeah. I like because you get to see things.
Well, the only good thing about Twitter is anything news wise, like movie, show, anything.
Yeah.
It all goes to Twitter.
No, if I don't like follow somebody or like if I'm trying to like see what a celebrity's doing, I'll just look up like a celebrity and like click their Twitter real quick.
Yeah.
Because even if you don't have a Twitter, you can see what the fuck they've been doing for a little bit.
Like, if you see someone on Instagram or Facebook, it was on
Twitter. I did that shit earlier. You remember Wretch, the rapper?
Yeah.
Well, I've been trying to find him on Instagram. He doesn't have a fucking Instagram. I think he got kicked off because he was wilding.
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, no, he was like fucking bitches on his live and shit.
Like that one fucking...
sipping lean. Dude, he had this one where he was like pouring lean on this bitch's ass, dude, while he was fucking, clapping her cheeks. It was crazy.
I think I know who you're talking about, Seth.
Boom Gang or whatever. Yeah, he was fucking a bitch on his Instagram. John Cavani? I was all, whoa!
John Cavani? You know what's funny is he always comes out with something. Like, he'll delete all of his Instagram after he fucks up, and then he'll come out with something all inspirational.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just me trying to get better. Technical difficulties. My fuck up.
Major
party foul, dude. Party foul.
I've seen a lot of fuck-ups in my day, but the one that he just pulled off right now...
It was bad.
Really amazing because of the fact that it only took one button to press. That fucked it all up.
It was bad. I'm going to move the mouse off of that button. Exactly. Like, that's where the problem happened, dude.
Move away from that button.
That's where the problem happened.
You left the mouse on that.
You know what's fucked is I've done that before, too. Very early on. That's a rookie mistake. I did that very early on.
That is a rookie mistake.
Like, second episode, maybe I did that. Yeah.
That is a big rookie mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Jesus. Christ.
We out here though, dude. What's on the DOS?
Oh, that is a good question. What is on the DOS today? I keep on turning off my phone.
I'm you gonna so roll sorry, that shit, bro?
Fucking.
I'm reading.
Why are you reading? You need to read after you roll the blunt.
I'm reading the text.
So this is honestly like a good question, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Should we really be like wearing masks, or should we be trying to like build our immune systems? Like, should we like be kind of get sick and shit like that, and like get through it basically, and like get.
Did you wear a mask for flu season? No. Neither did I.
Like, and I mean, have you seen that new thing that's popping up? Like, now most of the cases, they're discovering that they also have, like, had another sickness.
Yeah. That's been for a while now.
Dude, like they all, like, they've had the flu or, like...
People be like, oh, he died from COVID, but it's like, yeah, what else did
or, like,
he
people have?
Yeah, what else did
or, like, people have had heart attacks and shit, but they had COVID. So now they're, like, considering all that as COVID deaths.
People are dying from like cancer,
which is fucking ridiculous.
But they'll get COVID while they have cancer, and COVID will just really finish it. And they'll be like, "Oh, they died from COVID," and it's like, "Nah, I think they were dying from the cancer."
Yeah,
and the COVID just pushed them the rest of the way.
Yeah,
I think COVID just said, "You know what? Fuck it, I'm gonna kick you off the cliff."
COVID was the icing on the cake.
Like, so, like the way I see it, like, yeah, I feel like people should say fuck the mask, but then again, at the same time. I'm not trying to go through all that bullshit,
dude.
Again.
But have you been the only guy in a store without it?
Yeah,
that fucking like sucks, asshole. Dude. You feel like a piece of shit.
Dude, I work at Home Depot.
Dude, no, yeah, oh, dude, all three like of us. Did you go with me and Trav and him when we went to Cobb's?
Maybe no
he didn't. He huh? Did. It was just me and you.
Yeah, it was just us.
Oh, dude, when we went to Cobb's that
we
one time,
had no mask,
dude, we went into Cobb's, bro. There was like 40 people in there, dude. All of them had masks except for Trav, me, and him. And I was like, "Fuck!" And Trav's like, "It's America." And I was like, yeah,
Travis."
And I was like, "Dude, that's not how it runs, though, dude. Yeah. Like, that's not."
You know how Travis is.
Do that.
But it was Cobb's, so like they're cool. They're being cool.
They're family owned and shit.
Yeah, they were being like, they were like, you know, we don't want to wear these fucking things either, but you know, I mean,
all the redneck
fucking. Yeah, like, the way I see it, though, like, a lot of people aren't going to really, like, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to either, fuck no, I'm not going to take off my mask, and then there's going to be a lot of people be like, fucking finally, I've been asking to take off my mask since day fucking one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be, like, a big-ass fucking battle for that shit again.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
and I think
really
people are like,
all that?
I think after this, people are always going to wear their masks.
Yeah, I think
a lot of people.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, masks is going to be a thing.
A long time.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you ever see those sci-fi shows where people wear masks and face shields and all that stuff? Yeah, it's going to be like that from now on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to see that shit, like...
We're going to be like the new China, dude. China's been, like, COVID containment for, like, years.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, you seen those videos of them, like, just, like plastic shit over some buildings, like, spraying
But this
down
is, like,
posts.
I'm talking, like, for
like,
a long time.
Looks like some apocalypse.
But, like, for
I'm
a
like,
long
y'all
time.
Y'all getting prepared for something. Like, I know for a fact when shit hits the fan, China's fine.
Well, dude, like, with how many, like, explosions and, like, nuclear shit and all that.
They get prepared.
You know what I mean? Like, they've been wearing masks for years, dude. Yeah. They're like, dude, we're fucking cleansed. What's up? No, you know what I mean?
Like, fuck you mean.
Coffee had me all jittery.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. Shit, it really hits the fan. I'm moving to China. Like, if the borders don't close, I'm gone.
Really?
Canada.
Fuck yeah. I would like to go to Canada, but I feel like Canada would get bombed too.
I can't go to Canada. Like,
but I feel like that cold, you know, too. It's hard for the virus to move in the cold. Fucking, yeah, I could eat pancakes. I could be a lumberjack, bro. Like that sounds nice. Like just go up there, cut down some trees.
Just cut down some trees and fucking make maple syrup all day.
Yeah, bro. Grow a fat beard, not worry about it.
just not worry about nothing.
Yeah, dude.
Just fucking chop whittle. Down. Chop down trees and full sand all day.
Full sand all
make
day.
My own moonshine. I don't know. I'm a simple man.
I'm a simple man, this guy.
Simple man with simple needs.
Man. Canada kind of rules.
Canada right? does. Like,
I feel like America kind of shits on Canada, but Canada's kind of the vibes.
I don't know why. Like, Canada is nice. Dope as shit.
It's kind of sick, dude. Fucking Nelk Boys, dude. Come on.
That one Family Guy Senders? Canada or some shit where they're all like, welcome to Canada.
Shit.
That movie, dude. He's all, we're not going to hurt you. And then, like, the movie ends. It's like a 5-minute movie. Welcome to Canada where everyone's nice. All right. And then it just ends. And all right. All.
That's a good movie.
I've been watching this shit out. Old Family Guy.
I know. I've been hearing you. I'll fucking wake up to go to work in the morning. I'm hearing, happy there's a man who. I'm just fucking hearing it through the door, dude. I'm
it's
like,
good shit.
But dude, I'm walking by and I'm like, hell yeah. No, like, you know what I mean? Keeping it real. Keeping it real.
It's good shit.
I haven't even watched like any of the episodes in the new Family Guys.
Dude, I haven't seen
I saw like season 14 and there was like 2 good episodes. And I bailed.
I did like the one where they all got like trapped in the house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Where they all got invited to the house and trapped in the house. And the whole time it was the fucking news chick, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I liked that
years
one.
Ago, though.
I know, but that was like when I stopped watching it. Like that was like after done. That, it was good, and I watched the next episode, and I was like, it's whack.
I think we were still kids when that came out because I remember watching that.
That's good
computer.
Shit, though.
Yeah, we were still kids.
Favorite ep.
Yeah, we were fucking young because I remember we were still in high school when that shit came out. Fuck, dude.
No, we were younger when that yeah, when we were watching that.
I
shit.
Remember being at Papa's watching that. On the
I was like middle school.
Oh fuck, that
yeah. Most definitely.
You haven't seen the Tom Cruise episode then? When they got Tom Cruise and he's this tallest dude.
Oh,
yeah.
No. No,
that
dude.
Shit's insane.
That
sounds great. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's actually a good episode.
Dude, Tom Cruise is tallest Stewie.
He's insane in that episode, too.
Yeah?
That little Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is insane.
I know he is. Dude. You ever
the
seen
Cruise
him laugh?
The Palooza, though, man. I love Tom Cruise just because of how fucking
lie.
Insane
like, this
he
is.
Just,
I feel like this is just Tom Cruise's world. He's
right.
Yeah, we do.
Oyster.
We do though.
He does whatever the fuck he wants, and we just here.
He's great.
I just love him because of how fucking wild he is. Dude, this yeah. man's like, I'm gonna throw myself off a building, ha ha ha, and then fucking, you just see him do
you
it.
Just do it. Fly right off a building.
And he's laughing while he's doing it.
I'm not gonna lie, like I don't think I'd like unless you like pay me over $500,000 just to fucking lash myself onto the side of a plane. I don't want to hear no goddamn
ideas. He got
ideas.
Millions for that.
Shit. Dude, he got millions just for the fucking release of the movie.
Yeah.
Dude, what about when he fucking rock climbed for fucking Mission Impossible
2? With no wires and
no
shit.
Fucking wires.
He actually did training for that for, I think it was like, yeah. I think it was like 6-7 months of fucking free climbing training.
Yeah, that's insane.
Did you see that one, too, of him where he's like holding on to the helicopter and he falls? Mm-hmm. Off the helicopter and he's holding onto the rope. There ain't
yeah.
no wires there either.
Yeah.
So he fucked up when yeah. he hit his back. He could have just fell to his death.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that would have been it. Like,
yeah, dude.
It's like, one fuck up. We never see a Tom Cruise movie ever again.
I believe that's how he will die.
I think he's immortal. I think, honestly, if anyone's done some crazy.
You think
crazy
he really
shit,
is that vampire from
yeah,
that role?
Yeah. If anyone's the vampire crazy
ass.
Dude, it's Tom Cruise.
He
yeah.
might be a vampire, dude.
Like, dead ass. Like, it might be Tom Cruise.
He's like shorter than me too.
Isn't
he's
already in
fuck.
His 50s?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, he's like 56.
He looks like he's 30.
Yeah,
like everyone's
because he drinks
shit.
Baby blood, bro.
He looks like he's 30.
That's what happens when he becomes a fucking Scientologist and drink baby
well,
blood.
Have you heard about his diet? He eats like
the lowest amount of like calories, like that David Beckham diet, mm-hmm. where like you're basically just snacking all day. So he's always hungry, and there's no insulin in his food, and insulin is like it ages you. So this nigga's weird.
This nigga weird.
Like, but I mean, he's handling his business. I've heard a lot of weird shit about Tom Cruise, but people always say shit about that, about Keanu Reeves and other people. I think Tom Cruise is most likely to be fucking something else, bro. That fool's a vampire.
Nah, nigga, Keanu too. Shit.
Keanu's a man.
I said that nigga look old now, but you know the vampires look old as shit, come out, they be the strongest ones.
I think Keanu's a man, dude.
Don't fuck that nigga.
I do think there's something weird, though, underneath all that good guy, nice kindness.
There has to be. Like,
there's something underneath.
He lost his wife.
Yeah, I was like, he lost a lot.
He lives in a normal house. He takes the subway. He's a normal guy, so I'm sure he's got a dark side.
I don't know, dude, but he's got so much money. I feel like he's got a tomb somewhere with 30 women just fucking.
And they
and every day he comes over and he just fucking bites their neck and sucks the energy out of them for 30 seconds. And he's like, I'm good for another year.
It's Keanu, though. It's better than Tom Cruise.
He is Keanu, though.
It is Keanu. Because,
you know, Tom Cruise would open it and he'd be like, I'm going to suck your blood. Ha ha ha. I'm going to fucking stare. And you're like, ah!
Like, I don't like that you laugh about it. Let's
chill. It's that energy.
They need to
Keanu would be smooth about
it. Yeah, he'd be like,
they need to fight.
They need to fight. I'm sorry, but Keanu's winning. The fool's like 6 foot something.
They should fight, though, dude.
Yeah. Like Keanu winning that fight.
But, dude, but you know Tom Cruise would do it.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise would be like a little spider monkey. I'm fucking Keanu Reeves,
exactly.
Man. I'd be watching like that Abdul-Jabbar fucking
dude. Watch Bruce fucking Lee dude. Fight. Watch Keanu Reeves like actually do like the Matrix moves, like all slow and shit in midair. But Tom Cruise is moving in real life and he's still doing his slow shit.
You ever seen that fight? Bruce Lee and Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah,
that shit's fucking funny.
Yeah,
he's like 9 feet tall. And Bruce Lee's all little.
It's
he's
the
all
old Bruce Lee movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce Lee still is kicking his ass, though. I ain't gonna lie.
That shit was fucking
ain't
crazy.
No Asian motherfucker. That's awesome. My ass, like, dude.
I like the way he's all sitting in the beginning looking at him, and he kicks him in his chest, and his footprints, like, his whole fucking chest. Like,
Jesus.
Yeah, that motherfucker wore, like, size 15, probably.
I'll say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is fucking big as shit.
Wow. The fool would be touching our ceiling right now. Is he even alive?
But what's next on the DOS?
I don't know. I can't get into this.
Oh, so fucking this nigga. Okay, so I watched a video of a reenactment that they were doing fucking on the live cams and all that shit. Different celebrities were reenacting different movies and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're reenacting the movie Fast Times. I don't know if you know that movie. Fucking.
Oh, the Zoom meeting?
Yeah, the Zoom meeting. Yeah. Fucking with Shia LaBeouf. Fucking,
he smoked a joint and went all wild.
Did he?
Yes, he was fucked up the whole time.
Yeah, dude, he wasn't wearing his shirt.
Was it good? Was it great?
It was fucking amazing. Yeah, it was fucking great.
Was he like acting through it?
Yes, he was acting through it and everything. Fucking doing his lines and all that shit and still fucked up.
And didn't like other actors go, like Brad Pitt?
Yeah, Brad Pitt was there. Fucking, he was fucking laughing his ass off. Him and Morgan Freeman, they knew he was high as fuck. They were both fucking, dude, it was a good time. I was laughing my ass off that the whole
time. Man, dude, I gotta watch this.
Did you see the people trying to twist it? There were some people trying to twist it all like, oh, Shia LaBeouf's going off the binger again.
He's losing
he's
his mind.
All crazy again. And it's like, no, dude.
That like, nigga's smoking a joint.
Yeah, he's stoned.
Yeah, I mean, this is a part of the act. Like, he's
exactly. Playing. I was like, that's honest to God. If you watch the movie,
dude,
that's
looks,
actually
I've
how
seen,
the character is.
I've seen, like, pictures of him in the video. He looks healthy.
Yeah, he is. Like, I don't think he's on.
Hey,
I don't
man.
Think he's on shit or nothing.
Even
like
when
that.
He was violent, he still looked healthy. My man,
yeah. No, dude, he's a beast. I don't give a fuck what anybody says about Shia LaBeouf. He's a beast.
Yeah, he's a shit. Honey Boy is still like one of the best movies I've ever seen him make. Honey Boy is fucking.
Dude, good. Honey Boy is so good.
I haven't even watched it yet.
I want to watch Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yeah, me too. Just because I'm like, man, if he made it, it's got
I've heard it's really good.
I've heard it's good, too.
I didn't care for American Honey.
I didn't
asleep.
Watch it all the way.
Yeah, you fell asleep. I didn't care for it.
Oh, I know. I did watch it with you.
I didn't
like partially.
It.
I fell asleep hella early in the movie.
It's just cringy. It's just like one of those Who Are You movies, and they ponder philosophy, and I'm like, I get it, but this is
right.
Not great. Like, because like,
all this is teenage bullshit.
I was like, dude, this would have been cool when I was like 16, but alright.
I'll take it.
That makes sense.
No wonder I haven't fucking got around to watching it yet.
Do you know what movie? You know what movie I barely watched recently, dude? That kind of fucked me up. The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
You never That's watched that?
So no, dude. Movie. I just barely watched that movie. It fucked me up a bit.
Yeah, I watched it when I was like 14. Man. Bawled my eyes out.
Dude, yeah. Cried my fucking eyes out, dude.
Fucking Ezra. That nigga played his heart out.
Dude, it was a good. It's a great movie. It's a great movie. And then, like, I was like, dude, man, I wish I would have watched this when I was, like, 16. Because I'm, like, 22 now. I'm like, it just does not pertain to me anymore. Yeah,
that was one of my favorite
I've already been in life. Shit sucks. Like, try to make the best of it.
I remember watching it when I was fucking 16, 17. And that shit, it helped me out through some shit.
Nah, dude, I wish I would have. I was watching that movie, y'all. I was just fucking stoned.
I never brought it up because I felt like you would have been like, okay, that's gay.
Well, I'd seen it before. I just never fucking watched it. And then I finally did. I was like, I'm gonna finally watch it. It was good.
There are some good movies out there. Some great ass teen movies, I'm not gonna lie. Like, there's some shit that really makes you think.
I know, and it just takes you back. And you just fucking, you start crying, and you're like, I'm not fucking gay.
I'm not fucking gay.
Oh.
Just gay tendencies.
I swear, dude.
Guys, I've been craving to watch the first Percy Jackson.
Bro, I can't wait because I hear that Disney Plus is actually going to make it a series.
Yeah. What?
Fucking the Percy Jackson series.
I don't know if he's coming back, though.
I know he's not coming back. They're going to redo everything. I think they're going to
He's getting kind of old now.
Where they're actually 12-year-old kids.
Like, he's not as much of a... He's not a young buck no more.
Fuck no. I feel like they're going to actually like have him in the show at least. Like as like
He should be a bad guy. That'd be cool.
Yeah, if he's a bad guy, that would be dope. I can see him playing a bad guy.
He should play the dude that fucking... was the enemy in the first one, Lucas or whatever.
Oh, that'd be kind of sick.
Yeah, Lucas was older by, like, what, like 4 or 5 years?
Dude, I liked Sea of Monsters,
Maybe.
Too.
I haven't read Percy Jackson.
I thought Sea of Monsters was dope.
Oh, dude, I read them all.
I didn't... I don't know. Movie's alright. Sea of Monsters movie? Sorry.
Yeah, I was gonna say, the Sea of Monsters was alright.
Well, I mean, compared to the books, of course, it fucking sucks, but...
I'm not even compared to the books. Like, this, like, movie by itself, it was alright.
But you know me, I just appreciate when they make shit. I'm like, dude, I can watch
there's
it.
There's five, right?
Yeah, there's five books.
Yeah, I only read three.
Actually, there's a lot more than five books now.
Yeah, now.
There's five books of the Percy Jackson series, and then there's another five of Percy Jackson and other Olympians all in a team, and there's two different camps now. There's one Roman camp, and there's one Greek camp now.
I remember when the Spiderwick Chronicles of fucking Percy Jackson were like out at the same time, and that was like... And then all the Hunger Games shit started after that.
Yeah, I remember when the Spider-Web Chronicles came out.
And then the fucking Divergent shit came out.
Fucking loved Divergent.
Divergent was
I know
good.
You did. I fucking Divergent hated it.
I was really fucking into it, dude.
You were in love with Divergent.
I read the books. Dude,
I read the books.
I did, bro. I was fucking in it. I was like, this shit is sick, dude. I loved it. I fucking hated the last movie, dude. The way they left it on a cliffhanger.
Yeah,
there's only
did.
Three. Like, what the fuck?
And then they said that they were going to continue off with the show with a whole different.
Fucking garbage, dude. Like fucking garbage.
Yeah, that's when you know it goes to the
four
trash.
Was dope.
Dude, I heard that they were gonna make. They made a whole book for four.
He was the man, dude. But it was sick.
He just liked the act.
Dude was sick.
The actor's
dude
cool,
was
but
sick.
He just reminds me of.
I've like never seen him in anything scene. Else.
I've seen him in a couple things. They're mainly all movies like that from that genre. Or they're like, you know, shit like fucking Fault in Our Stars and shit like that. Shit that's able to pull at your heartstrings.
Not gonna lie, Fault in Our Stars, Jake, and Fault in Our Stars. It's a little bit.
Yeah,
yo, dude, as a 16 year old, hell yeah.
Yeah, dude, I was 16. Mom made me watch that shit with her. And I'm
really?
Crying. Yeah.
Yeah,
she's all you crying. I'm fuck away
from me. Dude, no. That shit was.
Had me over there like, bro.
Brutal.
Yeah, it's a brutal movie, bro.
Nah, fucking the one series that I did enjoy the most was the Maze Runner series.
Yeah.
Fucking I enjoyed that shit the most. I read the books for
I watched
it,
the first and
the
second.
It.
I haven't seen the third.
Dude, that shit gets crazy as fuck.
Yeah, does it?
Like, it's all just fucking one big-ass shit show. Like, everything's all literally controlled by one company. Every single time they think that they're going to win and they're going to get out of it, nope.
Y'all it's just another fucks. Fucking maze.
Yeah. It's just, next thing you know, you got another boss to deal with. And it's like, what the fuck?
Man, you got to read The Boys comics. They're so good.
I have. I've read that shit, dude. The Boys is
have you watched season 2 yet?
I haven't watched any of The Boys.
You gotta watch it.
You gotta watch it.
I want to, but
I've only seen season one. I have not watched season two yet, but I really want to.
You know Stormbringer?
Yeah.
All right. I don't mind that they made her a girl at all in the movie, but the reason why they did is kind of stupid, because Stormbringer's a dude in the comics.
In the comics, he's a dude.
He was one of the first superheroes. He was made in, like, World War fucking two.
Yeah.
And the whole reason that they were like, oh, we're going to make her a girl in this one, and they didn't bring, like, two characters from the actual team into the fucking show. They put them aside, and they were like, oh, we're going to put, like, Translucent in, and we're going to make Stormbringer a girl and shit. And I was like, all right. But they were like, we just wanted that. The only thing that Homelander is afraid of is a strong female. And it's like, what the fuck are you on about? Like, this is nothing from the comics. Like, this is not even in the show. Like, you're just making shit up at this point, you know? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, no. The only thing that he's scared of is a strong female. Someone stronger than him, but only a female. And it's like, okay, whatever. But fuck you. Like,
yeah.
And I'm going to spoil it.
Like, that's pretty much how the show is.
I'm going to spoil it for you, because they're not doing this in the show.
Mm-hmm.
They already basically confirmed.
Yeah, all right.
But Black Noir in the comics is an imperfect clone of Homelander. He's a perfect clone with no, like, you can't, like, destroy him, you know? And he kills Homelander in the comics. They get into a crazy fight, and he beats the shit out of him.
They should do that.
Yeah. And, it gets to the point to where...
Because they do have the same exact fucking build.
Well, dude, Black Noir is so bad. Both of his arms are gone. His innards are all out, and he's still sitting there smiling. His only mission was to, if Homelander ever got out of control, to kill Homelander. But Homelander never got out of control at all. He stayed on his shit, you know? So Black Noir went insane, because all he wanted to do was kill Homelander, but he couldn't, and he was next to him, like, every day. So yeah. He fucking went insane and started raping people and killing people and fucking blamed it all on Homelander because he's the exact same clone. Homelander's going crazy because he's like, am I doing all this? Yeah. And he's like, am I doing all this and shit? And Homelander finds out, no, it's Black Noir. He takes off his mask and he's all, nah, it was me, boy. And fucking the way that Billy the Butcher has to kill him at the end, because he's sitting there all smiling on his knees, you know, and he comes up with the crowbar, pops his fucking skull open, and he's still alive, and his brains are right there, and he basically, like, mushes his hand into there, and, like, makes it, like, spaghetti or some shit like that.
What the fuck?
He basically, like, fucks with his brain, or, like, I think he grabs his heart and, like, explodes it, or his brain.
Yeah.
Either way, he does something to the brain.
I love it, though. But dude, you gotta watch, like, the show, dude.
Oh, I know, but it's just, like, that twist of Black Noir being fucking a Homelander clone came out of nowhere for me. I watched all the comics, read all the comics, and I was all, oh, this is so good. And then the end fight with Homelander and Black Noir, dude, it's amazing, bro. I was like, if they don't do this in the show, and then they're like, we're not, because everyone's going to expect it. It's like, bro, the boys, no one knows what the boys is. Like, they don't read the comics. Like, come on now.
Deadass, I feel like they're going to set it up to where it's going to be fucking Homelander's son.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they ended it off, basically, in the second season, with Homelander's son, like, basically unlocking his powers fully.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's how they're going to end it off. They're going to have fucking his son grow up, him be basically the good version of what Homelander's supposed to be, and then him kill off Homelander. Because honestly, the way everything's setting up, Homelander's going to go crazy and start taking over shit and start actually fucking up people and killing people by middle of season three. I could see him definitely going on a rampage. Like, do you remember that episode in season two where he fucking mows down the entire crowd of people? I feel like he's going to actually do some shit like that eventually. Like, it's going to get bad. Like,
I heard that they cut that storyline, too, of Jack the Jupiter killing Billy's daughter, and then Billy goes to Jack the Jupiter, which is, like, their version of Martian Manhunter, and he fucking brutally kills him, dude. He's, like, stabbing him, like, why'd you kill him? Why'd you kill my dog and shit? And he's like, I didn't! Like, stabbed him and shit. But I heard that they cut that, too, and that kind of disappointed me.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good storylines. Like, Huey. Huey originally was supposed to be played by Simon Pegg.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. His image in the comics is based off Simon Pegg. And Simon Pegg was going to play Huey in the show. And then when they got to film him, they were like, oh, he's too old. And it's like, what? Like, he looks the same as he has since, like, day one, bro. Like,
they should have kept him.
It's very true.
Yeah.
He's kept his health up pretty good.
He would have been great in The Boys.
Yeah. He would have been pretty good.
Yeah. When you see him in the comics, you're like, oh, yeah, that's Simon fucking Pegg.
Yeah.
And, like, it's so good, bro. He is way better in the comics.
I do like
the
dude who is doing it, though.
Yeah.
He is doing it good. Simon Pegg the father, though. Yeah. Like, that was a little, like, a nice little nod to it. But, fucking, other than that, it should have been.
I forgot that he was.
Yeah, he's the father.
That's awesome. I hella forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
fucking, I hear that they're gonna do some like, there's like a rumor going around that they're gonna probably fucking give some members of Billy's team fucking powers and shit like that. They're gonna use V.
See, and that makes me mad because Billy in the comics is superpowered.
Yeah,
has superpowers. I was gonna Buffy say Smoke is superpowered. Everybody in the Boys is superpowered. The only one who isn't is Huey.
What if they lead to that?
But that's it makes no sense because the original point was they were all superhuman beings, you know? And then Mallory brought them together because they all had reasons for hating their own kind. And they brought them together and they started a little team. And Billy is legit so fucking insane that he is getting the drug that makes superheroes, distributing it, making his own superheroes, and then going and killing those superheroes because he wants a war to never end. Like, Billy is... I hate fans of Billy because they're like, oh, Billy's such a good guy. No! Yeah, I'm like, I love Carl Urban. I love his portrayal. I love the boy. But Billy is a terrible fucking character. He's legit insane. This man is fueling his own war. Like, you know, for what? Like, he's a crazy fucking character. And Mother's Milk.
For shits and giggles.
Yeah, dude, Mother's Milk has powers. Frenchie has powers. The woman has powers. Every fucking character in The Boys has powers. And it's like, why did you take that away
exactly from him?
But whatever. That's why I'm like, the show's cool, but I have so many fucking problems with it.
I feel it.
At least Billy and Mother's Milk should still have powers. Like, at least Billy and Mother's Milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make more sense, honestly.
His name's Mother's Milk because he can't survive unless he drinks his mother's milk. Like, you know? That's his whole fucking purpose. He's big and strong because he has a fucking mutation in him to where he will die and shrivel up if he doesn't keep sucking on his mom's tit. Like, you know, and his mom, yeah, his mom's fucking all, like, women, you know, at some point stop fucking giving milk. Well, she mutated, and her tits are like big living fucking snake creatures or whatever now that he just fucking milks off. And
Jesus.
He keeps her locked up. He had a brother who also mutated, who was kind of retarded, and he was wearing a helmet, and when he mutated, he grew, and the helmet was on him, so it fucking, like, he grew, you know, and his head exploded.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then his dad just died from sadness. He just was like, I'm dead.
I'm dead.
Yeah, so it's like they're cutting so many good like plot points and storylines that were right in the comics.
Yeah.
And it's like, ah, why?
Yeah, exactly.
Mother's Milk.
Mother's Milk. No.
Dude, yeah, the show would have been a whole lot more better. But fucking guys, as for me, I gotta step out.
Oh,
this show is gonna keep
He's got a birthday party to get to.
I do.
I kept him too long.
To?
I kept him too long. He's in trouble.
I am in trouble. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm sorry.
Way to the party, and I'm
sorry.
I gotta figure out.
You got your mask?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. All right. I'm sorry,
oh,
bro.
Damn, that was loud.
I didn't mean to get you in trouble, bro.
It's all good.
Later, all right, brother.
I'll see you next.
What is popping, bro?
The Boys, I guess.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking getting super far Naruto.
Yeah.
Naruto's in Sage mode, fighting pain right now.
Like, it's cool. I'm not... it's cool.
Yeah.
But it just disappoints me.
Yeah. I mean, the fighting isn't the best, but...
See? That's what I mean. Like...
What are you doing?
It makes no sense to
It's right. It's going
it
right now.
No sense to
it's
go
right
outside.
Now. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck you. I'm not about to live in the hot-ass heat.
It's not even hot.
It's warm.
It's warm.
Later, bro.
Bye.
Oh man.
It's not that I don't.
There he goes. True Shinobi.
The true Shinobi. I just, oh man, they set up Pain, and it's like, honestly, like he doesn't need the Akatsuki.
He might be racist.
He might be racist.
It's an old white guy.
Old too.
Oh, dude, if he hits me up, he's like, dude, the Super Driver's fucking racist. Dude, that'd be fucking hilarious.
He's over here calling me a jigaboo. You're like, oh, God.
Oh, my God, dude, that's fucking great. Oh, all right, man. So, we're signing off. This has been fun. Peace. Follow the path, the cast on Instagram. Just Trash Cast. Want to plug in? No? All right. Bye-bye.